That's and more at 10:30.
Good morning, I'm Melanie Bala. The energy regulator, NERSA, will hold its first public hearings in Cape Town today on Eskom's proposed electricity price increases. Eskom has applied to raise electricity prices by 16% per year over the next 5 years. Sarel Menkes reports.
The public sittings are expected to be heavily contested, with a number of organizations having already raised objections. 1.1 trillion rand, that's what Eskom estimates it will need for its infrastructure maintenance, staff cost and growth. Unfortunately, the South African public will have to foot the bill.
World-renowned mathematicians, conservationists and mathematics graduates have begun working on research that could help curb rhino poaching in South Africa. The research group at Wits University aims to formulate a mathematical model to find a solution to the problem. Economist Michael Tsas-Rolfs.
There is a very heated debate about which is the best way to go about this, but no one has actually sat down and looked at the numbers and actually worked out, using mathematical models, how would the production work, what would be the impact on the market, what would be the feedback to producers, and what would likely be the ultimate impact on rhino populations.
The ANC has rejected a request by DA parliamentary leader Lindiwe Mazibuko for President Jacob Zuma to retract a remark that it's a benefit to business to support the ruling party. ANC spokesperson Jackson Mthembu says Mazibuko is naive when it comes to African traditions and cannot relate to them. Speaking during the party's birthday dinner in Durban on Friday, Zuma told business people that those who supported the ANC would see their business multiply. Mazibuko says Zuma's remarks imply that by backing the ANC, businesses will be provided with financial reward. U.S. President Barack Obama says he's determined